Welcome to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is the show for the soul who is excited to welcome in more freedom, abundance, and quantum healing in their life. Hi, I'm Vaughn. My magic is in treating all aspects of this human existence, mind, body, and spirit, because it is all connected. In this podcast, I will be sharing stories of transformation so you can know, witness, and understand what's possible for you too when we play together in the cosmos. Let's go. Before we get into today's beautiful episode, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. Number one, I have really been feeling the call to work with cacao on a daily basis. Cacao is a heart-opening plant medicine, and it is the cocoa bean in its rawest form. And I first discovered cacao early on in my healing journey, probably about 5-6 years ago. And once I tasted the medicinal properties of this healing plant medicine, I really began to work with it for several months. And it really was very, it played a huge role in healing my heart and everything that I was going through at that time. Well, now I'm feeling called to work with it again. I just feel like my heart is opening up and expanding to a new level, and I've been drinking it every single morning. And so I just really wanted to, you know, share that with you in case you are feeling like you need some support and your heart is going through a next level of opening and expansion. I had the creator of my favorite cacao, which is cacao drinking chocolate. I had her on episode 64. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. But I'm going to make sure you know about cacao and how healing and medicinal it is for you, and that if you use code Vaughn Piero, which I'll have all of that in the notes in the show notes, you get 10% off. And I highly suggest getting a 5-pound bag of the signature blend. It is fantastic. And okay, so number two, I really wanted to remind you how important working with your nervous system is right now, because we really are going through big changes. Energetically, astrologically, we have a lot coming at us, and it can feel very, very, very overwhelming. And the number one way that I work with my nervous system is to really work with my breath and allowing my deep breaths to go all the way down into my belly space and allow my belly space to expand out. Usually when we take a deep breath, we take a deep breath and our tummy comes in, and we take a deep breath filling up our chest in not the right way that we're supposed to. So I really want you to focus on those deep breaths. Feel your tummy expanding with that deep breath in, because that is where your nervous system is in your stomach. You know how they say the stomach is your second brain? Well, it's because it's your nervous system, and it is ruling so much of your emotions and your energy and anxiety and all that stuff. You can control all of that with your breath, breathing into your nervous system and activating that parasympathetic nervous system. And I want to explain to you really quick about the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. So parasympathetic is when we're breathing in, and that is activating like not our fight or flight. That is the opposite of our fight or flight. That is our cool, calm, we are safe here place. Our sympathetic nervous system is actually our fight or flight. And isn't that interesting? Because you would think it would be more like sympathetic to how you're feeling, but that's it exactly. Your nervous system is being sympathetic to how you're feeling. And if you are feeling nervous and freaked out and scared, then your body is going to go into protective mode. Your nervous system is going to be sympathetic to how you're feeling and protect you and send you into that fight or flight mode of like, abort, run, leave, You know, but now what we know in this lifetime that we are safe here. There is not a lion that is going to come out and attack us, you know? So it is safe for us to be in our parasympathetic nervous system. So to activate that, there are many, many tools, but my favorite is really using those deep belly breaths, poking the belly out. Alternate breathing, alternate nostril breathing is so huge. It's so, so, so good for you. You can go on YouTube and just put that in. It's called alternate nostril breathing, and it's very, very helpful and supportive. It's too hard to explain on here. But anyway, those were just two things that have been very supportive for me, you know, over the past few weeks, and I just wanted to share that with you. So I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Cosmic Healing Podcast. This is Vaughn, and it is just me today. And all I really want to say is Happy New Year. Oh my goodness. This is really when we should be celebrating the new year, is in the astrological new year of Aries that began this week on March 20th. So Dana and I, in all of our monthly forecast and episodes, talk about how the astrological new year begins with Aries season. It is spring, it is fresh, it is new, it is vibrant. And here we are, and I can honestly say I feel so renewed. And so many women that I have been talking to, I mean, we have really, 2024, we really put in a lot of, we were ready for a new year, a new vibe, a new scene. And I'm not going to lie, like 2024, well, you know, because I share everything on this podcast with you, but 2024 has really like shaken me so much, but like in the most amazing way. And I just really want you to be able to reflect back on your 2023 and leading into this year up until this point of like how transformational things have been for you, because things have been transforming. We have really been faced with a lot of working with our shadow again. And I mean, not that this work ever ends, but it's gotten to a point where it's like, okay, like some days I feel like a punching bag, and it's like, okay, I get it. Can we just have a break? Well, I think our break has arrived, and I do believe it is coming with literally a breath of fresh air. Now, I'm not going to lie, I feel like April is still going to be challenging, because apparently there's a lot of eclipse energy, Chiron, which, you know, my relationship with Chiron. In fact, Barbara and I are hosting a course on the Chiron energy right now in March and April, and it is fascinating. Please follow Barbara for all of your astrology needs and updates. She's really good, especially on Facebook, and she has a membership where she's really going in and keeping people updated with the energies that we're working with. And it's so important that we understand astrologically what is happening for us, not to us, but for us, all for our greater good. So, okay, I have to share with you this whole experience I have been through about this next retreat. So in last week's episode, I shared with you, you know, a little bit of the journey about how I've been coming, you know, how it was coming to me to create this next retreat. And every retreat I ever host is intuitively downloaded. I mean, I get the dates, the location, the vibe, and everything. Well, with this one, I received the dates, I received the location, and I was in denial about the vibe because it felt scary for me to talk about this and to go to the depths of what I'm being asked to really facilitate right now at this time. And I kind of knew it, but our ego and our humanness is just so darn cute. So it's like I could justify not going to the depths. You know, it was like, oh, well, I want to make sure that everyone feels included and that this retreat speaks to the person that is meant to be there, you know, but don't go too deep, but don't go too light. And, you know, just all that bullshit stuff. Like I was so aware of my talking and I've spent countless hours working on different logos and different, you know, because it takes time to write and to feel into the vibration of experiences. And so I'd be writing and creating on Canva, creating the logo and doing all that stuff. And it was like each time I'm like, nope, this is not it. So I was getting really frustrated because I was spending a lot of time on this stuff. And so finally, I just put it all down and I wrote down a prayer and I asked God. I was like, I feel confused of how to speak of this retreat experience. And I'm not really sure like what I am supposed to be doing right now. Like I don't know, because part of me feels scared, but part of me feels excited, but I know I have to do this, but work through me. Please give me the words of the vibration of this retreat experience. So I said that prayer, and then the next day I truly, truly just let it go. I really did. I let it go. And then the next morning, okay, so I am going to read to you what I woke up to on March 19th at 5:00 in the morning. My dear child, you are a holy human. I breathed life into you and your spirit is holy. Over time, there has been manipulation to the glory of our relationship. There are layers And let's see, there are layers upon layers of fear and judgment that have created barriers from you fully embracing your divinity. I want you to remember that I exist within you. I don't want you to be afraid anymore. There is no separation. I love you. You were created in divine orchestration, and your soul is guiding you to remember your holy essence. Come home to yourself so you can come home to me. I have assigned Vaughn with a task to help dissolve the layers of fear and judgment your body is holding on to. The layers of judgment are intertwined with religious trauma and patriarchal conditioning passed down generationally and from lifetime to lifetime. This ingrained trauma is the very thing keeping you from receiving unconditional love. You are worthy, you are love, you are holy. When you embrace your divinity, you will remember that you are a holy human. I want you to experience holy matrimony, but with yourself. This act alone will help you recommit to yourself and live from a place of unconditional love. This means that even through your flaws, in quotation marks, you will love and accept yourself. Better yet, you will learn to love and embrace your flaws just as I love and accept you just as you are. When you are becoming one with yourself, you ultimately are becoming one with me and your divinity. I want the waters to wash away your woes. I want you to be born again in remembrance of your divinity and be able to walk with authority and conviction in your Holy Spirit and divine nature. May the glory of God shine through all that you do. May you use your gifts to create abundance and harmony in your life. It makes me proud to see you shine. If these words speak to your soul, please know this is truth running through your veins. You will know if you are ready for this. Trust it. If not, there is no judgment. All in divine timing. May your holy breath and spirit be the very thing that moves through you to dissolve the layers between us to heal you and your life. You were created to embody divinity and abundance. Now let it be. holy moly, y'all. Like, I'm not even joking. I woke up 5 o'clock, my eyes wide-eyed, and just picked up my phone and started writing that word for word. Like, I moved a couple of ands here and there, but literally, whew. So, all right, so that moved through me. And then I'm like, holy shit, like, how am I supposed to share this? Like, this feels big. This feels scary. You know, like getting all up in my humanness. And then I'm like reading the words over and over and over again. And it's like, the more I read them, the more they're sinking in. And it's like, I am a holy human. Like, I am a holy human. And it is time for me to fully embody my divinity. I mean, I've worked so hard to let go of all of the layers of congestion and fear and judgment that literally was the very thing that was between me and letting in more God, letting in God in my life. And it's so interesting. I thought about this yesterday. You know, I spoke of in one of the last episodes about the masculine and feminine energies of God. And y'all know me in this podcast, you know, like how I talk about how my masculine energy is my weak link, you know, my ability to start and finish things, my take action, my get up and go. Like, that's always been the weak part of me. Like, I'm very good in my feminine nature, but my masculine nature, not so much. And then I talked about how, you know, when I was visited and have felt the divine mother in my heart, and how I've just allowed that nurturing, loving, unconditional loving aspect of the divine mother to be a part of me, to be embodied in me. And then with everything that I've done over 2023 and into 2024, and you can go back and listen to those episodes if you are not caught up yet, but I've really, really been sharing my journey of getting closer to God. And I didn't even realize that I wasn't close to God. And that's why this is so important. Like, I thought I had a great relationship with God, but it wasn't until I kept healing and I kept showing up for myself that I realized how deeply ingrained this dissonance between us was. And so the more I show up and the more I let go and the more I let in, the more I am divinity embodied. And this is what God wants from us. But what I was going to say is, like, with the masculine energy, you know, I was very connected to the feminine aspect of God. Like, that was very safe for me, but I was not connected to the masculine aspect of God. And masculine is all about go and do and serving and giving. And so I just think it's so ironic, right? That here I am, you know, 5-6 years into my journey, and it's not until I really let in God, all of God, including the masculine aspect of God, because you can listen back to where that trauma was between me and the masculine aspect of God, where I was, you know, now that I'm letting that aspect of God in, that I'm really, really, really stepping into my gifts and my purpose, and is just like so mind-blowing, isn't it? And I just think that this is so important for you to understand, that the more you let in all aspects of God, that you will be more and more in your purpose, that you will understand more of how you are created, and you will begin to serve from that place of creation. And this is the time. This is the time, y'all. Like, also in the sales page, I wrote, you know, here we are creating heaven on earth. Well, we can't create heaven on earth without God. And when that moved through me, like, here we are, like, I keep saying, we are creating heaven on earth. Like, that's what so many teachers and, you know, astrologically, like where we're going, like we really are creating heaven on earth, and we cannot have heaven without God. So it is time for us to let in more God into our hearts, into our being, into our, I just feel like letting it in our, feeling it in our bones, like letting this aspect of ourselves be felt in every part of our human existence, because we are human and holy. So I'm not gonna lie, like I am scared shitless to bring, to share this experience. Like in last week's episode, I was like, yeah, it'll be in the link. It wasn't in the link. It has taken me a full week to get to this point. Now I can honestly say the link to register is in the show notes, because I am ready. I am showing up scared. And this, but scared, but also in authority. Like there's no part of me that is questioning if this is my divine birthright. Like what, like, or if this is my divine appointment, you know, like I know that. I know the pricing. I know the place. I know the location. I know I will be there. And even if nobody else shows up, I will not even question what I am offering right now. And that feels really good, because I am doing it scared, but I am doing it in complete and utter faith, trust, and surrender. And this is what I want for you. I want you to be able to feel this level of embodiment of divinity. I want you to embody this level of divinity in your body, so that you do not even question when something is placed on your heart and it feels scary, but you know it is coming from a holy place, that you just do it, that you do it scared. This is my prayer for you. So on that note, you are invited to join me if you feel called. I am so honored and so excited. I truly am. I am so excited to be offering this. And I know that this is just the beginning of something that is so beyond me. And the fact that I get to share this journey with you, like I know that it's time for me to teach others it's time for me to teach other people how to teach other people how to use their breath, their holy breath, as medicine, and to activate and embody their divinity within. And I know how to teach that now. And for so long, like for years, people have been asking me if I was ever going to host a certification or a training. And I wasn't ready, because this is it. And it is holy breath. And this is the next iteration of me and my offerings. Holy breath and holy human. This is me. This is me. And it has been a staggering, mind-blowing journey to get me here. Like, I am so proud of me. I am so proud of me. And I know that my divine team, and I know my angels, and I know God, I just feel so supported and celebrated and loved. And it doesn't feel egotistical. It doesn't feel bigger than me. It feels perfect. It feels perfectly in divine timing, and I am ready. And so I ask you, what have you been preparing for? That it is your time, because this timing is not just for me. This timing is for everyone. If you are here, if you are listening to this message right here, right now, then you are a light worker. You are here to be a change maker. You are here to step into your authority and your divine essence and all of your gifts. Like, just like God said in that message, like, it makes God so proud when you let your gift shine, when you use your gifts, because it's literally a gift from God. Everything that you are, it's a gift. Now let your light shine. Go out there and share yourself with others. This is for everyone. This feeling, this magic, this business, this whatever is inside of you that you are so afraid of. Use me as an example that when you just can do it scared and you can surrender and you can get out of your own way, and very importantly, you can trust in the divine timing of everything, because I wasn't ready for this last year, but I'm ready for it now and I'm letting it in. So what are you ready for? And what can be a baby step that can get you to, you know, this time next year or 2 months from now or 3 months from now or even, you know, after the retreat, you know, like who knows? Like, what are you sitting on? What is in the way? Let's move that is in the way and get you doing what you were created to do in your full, authentic nature and being. Yes. I would love for you to just take a deep breath with me. Close your eyes if you are not driving. Whatever you're doing right now, again, if you're not driving, just close your eyes. Just be with me here in this moment. If the tears are beginning to move through you as truth is pulsing through your veins, just know that that's all it is. It is just truth pulsing through your veins. You're not behind. You are not forgotten. You are not less than. You are exactly where you need to be. Because like I always say, you will not release or receive anything that you are not ready for. But what I am asking of you is being completely honest with yourself. You know? Like when I say that you will not release or receive anything that you are not ready for, how are you maybe not letting yourself be ready? What's in the way? How are you blocking yourself? I am sending you so much love. So much love. I am sending you so much peaceful energy right now. If you can just let out a gentle sigh on your next exhales. Just hear your voice vibrating through your body. Just letting it move through you. Feeling your breath. Feeling your voice. Feeling the tension where you might be holding it in your body. Roll out your shoulders. Just relax. Everything's going to be okay. Even when it feels like it's not okay, it's going to be okay. Okay. All right. Well, that is about all I have for you today. I honestly have been in my own little tailspin of energy, and I knew I wanted to sit down with you today, and I honestly had no idea what I wanted to say. But this is it, and it feels complete. And I will talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.
I am so grateful you played in the cosmos with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review so other open-minded souls can come along this quantum healing journey too. I am most active over on Instagram, so come find me at Von Piero and say hello. Talk to you soon.